This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's hour five of the G-Bag Nation here on 105 Through the Fan. It is a Cowboys overreaction Monday. And for more on that, it is time for two guys, one booth.
That's
two
right.
Mics, one booth. Two guys.
It's two guys.
It's a nosebleed staple for several years. It was a big part of their success. And now Wolchuk, through a trail of flatulence, is here to broadcast it to you.
When's
for the first time.
When's Miguel go on vacation again?
Seriously, man. This guy, Wolchuk.
End of the month, boys. You don't have to wait too long, and I'm sure something will happen before that.
I know we disrespect the ones we love the most at times, but I don't see you like aggressively and like very pridefully ripping cheek flappers in the booth when you are next to a Nadell or a Matt Hicks.
You can all go bleep yourselves, because right now it's time for two guys, one booth. Yeah, baby, this is the best way to follow up a Cowboys game day right here on your home at Dallas Cowboys Football 105.3. The Fan, nobody is safe on a Cowboys game day because we have the best behind-the-scenes team here in the Metroplex. Ari Temkin, Barry Church were on the pregame call. We had Ryan Broaddus, our very own, here, along with Brad Sham, Christy Scales, postgame, Ari, Barry. Throughout the year, it's going to be Ari and Brian, and in any portion throughout the entire nine-hour coverage, anything that is said, that can be pulled and used for two guys, one booth. But we're going to start with Brad on the Cowboys penalty situation. He gets a little bit upset.
Yes.
I think we all were upset. 17 penalties. Brad's wondering, what is the record for the most penalties in a preseason game?
Six penalties on Denver. Dallas, in case we haven't mentioned it, has 15. That's right, 15 penalties. That's one thing that it's hard to kind of simulate in training camp and in practices.
They have officials there every day, right?
Yeah, they're not NFL officials except for really one time.
Yeah, they do. They're there.
Guess technically.
I mean, Brian, how in real time? How angry was he getting during this?
He was. It got to the point where late in the game, he was actually cheering for them to get to 20.
He was.
So is the record 19? Did we find out?
I think the record was 18.
Okay.
18.
So he wanted the record.
He wanted history, man. He wanted to be a part of history.
He was thinking, like, how could they get to 20? And it got to the point where I know he was openly cheering for it.
He was, yeah. No, like, frustrated or annoyed Brad in the booth is some of my favorite.
He'd had enough.
It gets good too, and like him and Babe check out, and they start getting loopy in like the fourth quarter. Because for 3 years, I used to pull this stuff.
Yeah, you were the guy.
I was the guy behind the bedazzled jeans of Troy Hughes, and it was a beauty to work. And I got to hear just some of the gold that those two were able to do. But here's Brian Broaddus. This is going to be Brian's doing one of the reads. This is to start the second half. And kudos to Brian. And shout out to Ruben, a.k.a. Pedro, who is going to do most of the pulling of the highlights for us this year. So this was Ruben's first voyage doing this for us. So
how would you grade his performance, by the way?
Probably a C. This wasn't the best, and you're grading on a curve,
like a rookie curve.
Well, I've been in this position and I've done it, so I know what the standard is.
Right.
But he's going to get better, and he did a decent job for this, which is passable.
Well, like, take the youngster under your wing.
I'm going to. We were able to get it onto air, so that's why it's a passable grade. But overall, I'm a little bit nervous about it today. So here's Brian, and he does this read, and listen to Brad. The way that Broaddus finishes it out, Sham just couldn't help himself.
Yeah.
Yo quiero guacamole, salsa, and queso. Visit your local grocery retailer and grab a package or two for your home tailgating party.
Wait a minute. You threw that. You kind of just kind of dropped that party in there, like.
I mean, yeah, it was the home gating party.
The party is the whole idea of the why you had the Yokiero guacamole.
Hey, not a party here in the first half, though, Brad.
Nice transition out of that.
Nice. You know, I appreciate you saying that, though.
Let's change the subject real quick, Brad.
The word is home gating.
That throws you off.
And you say home gating party. And I was like, I was looking at the word. It's like, is that right?
Yeah.
And I've read it before, but I don't remember using the word.
You think it was like a tailgating party?
No. I thought maybe it was a misprint. And I'm like, yeah. And I said, home gating. And then I'm thinking, is that right?
That's the spot, man. We've had Babe Laufenberg short circuit on a number of different occasions.
It's a really strange word to use right there.
Yeah.
But the home gating, and you're thinking, is that the right word?
Mm.
They mean tailgating, and somebody typed it incorrectly.
At any point, Brian, before the game starts, did you think about proofreading any of these pieces of copy?
No, they handed them to me. Okay. They handed them to me, and I even made a comment about the home gating part of it. But I when you actually in the heat of the battle, you're just like, I was like, why did they use this word?
When the red light comes on, it's a different deal.
I tried to transition out of it. You heard what I did.
You did a good job.
Home gating, that was pro. Yeah, that was great.
Trust me, we've heard Babe short circuit. I'm telling you, we've heard worse. So, like, kudos to you. So it was the home gating that created sort of the speed bump between
the word
party that was sort of just thrown in there at the end.
I was questioning the use of the word. And I'm like going, they meant tailgating? So I did
so much
read
so
it.
That you almost forgot that there was a party at the end
there's,
of that.
There's one that's even worse. There's a 7-Eleven read, and I'm sorry, I don't think they're a sponsor here, but there's a 7-Eleven read that has a lot of words that they're putting together to make one word, like cowboy swap shot. You know, it's just like all these words together, and you're going, and you're trying to read it, and you're going, this doesn't make any sense.
Do these people sit back and actually proofread this? Do they know
I like
what
to
we
think
do?
That they intentionally make it challenging. It's like these buyer's barricades reads, man.
Yeah.
You can fumble on those pretty good as well.
Yeah, if you know Brian's going to try to read something, I think you owe it to yourself and the brand to make it as difficult as possible.
Do you know what you're saying
viral.
When you're saying Yokiero guacamole?
Yokiero.
No.
It means very good guacamole.
It's a big part of the Taco Bell guacamole. Thing for years. That's a Taco Bell thing for a decade.
Yokiero.
Go to Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Yokiero.
I want that read to be better. Yeah. I'll get another chance.
Yokiero better reads.
I'm going to mess it up. I'm going to mess it up in the Seattle game here coming up.
Well, I can't wait.
Just to make on the.
Because Ruben's going to pull it. Now, Ruben does know when we were on nighttime radio on the Nosebleed Seats, this one's going to be a little bit for the immature, the crude humor audience out there. And, you know, we'll see if we want to keep playing stuff like this for this audience. Okay, Gavin, you can be the barometer on that.
And the text.
There's a specific Brad Sham
Lucious's
drop.
Lucious's laugh is accurate.
There's a specific Brad Sham drop where he says the words long enough in this. So here's Christy giving an update about the field goal kick. By the way, I think we got a battery problem, Broadus. You were talking about this. The snap, the hold, the execution. Not only is the kicking situation bad, the battery problem's bad as well, but here's Sham with maybe a drop we want for the rest of our lives.
Snapper and punter, longtime holder as well as the punter, and the ball moved just a little bit, just enough to maybe affect that kick by Hiralahu.
I mean, it was long enough. Thanks, Christy. And, you know, it is still but down to a drizzle, but...
No.
Was Babe's wow in the background on purpose?
Hey, that's Broadus.
That's me.
Oh, that's Broadus.
That was me.
He's worked with us long enough. He knows.
I did. I heard when he said it. Ooh. I went, wow.
I think the way you cut that is you take out the Christy front end and you just come right in
I'm surprised that's not gone viral nationally. That should be on Brobile.
I mean, it was long enough.
It's not the most sexual
play-by-play
analysis.
I'm so used to working
with
you guys. That's what it happens to me when I hear stuff like that.
No, Broadus really wins that cut, Gavin. That was a good point out there.
Did you guys hear the Bengals broadcast over the weekend? Ooh. That was some of the most sexual sports analysis I've ever heard. Like, up with the likes of, like, the Skip Bayless and the Doris Burke analysis that we have in the archives.
Here is the kind of hardcore analysis that Brian Broadus was bringing to the table regarding players cutting themselves.
Well, sometimes those cuts are easy to make, and sometimes they're not.
Well, I've always learned this, Brad. Players cut themselves. You either perform or you don't perform.
especially when they're all gothy.
You either perform yeah. or you don't perform.
Yeah. Yeah.
You catch right. yourself.
You yeah. can't win games in the NFL and still win.
That sounded like a Madden little line, didn't it? Yeah. Are you playing on Madden?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, players cut themselves.
We can put this just sort of anywhere yeah. and wedge it in.
You either perform or you don't perform. Then there was this. That's good analysis yeah. right there.
Yeah.
I was being genuine.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
it's fun to make fun of, yeah. too.
Yeah. Brad should have gave you some love right after that. That's no, right.
Brad well
looks,
said, bro.
You should yeah. see how many times Brad looks at me like, what?
You either perform or you don't perform.
Well, that was well
said there, Brian.
Hell.
Well yeah. said.
He should have said that. Absolutely.
Now, Rippin, this was a tough name to remember. What was that Washington quarterback? Rippin something?
Mark Rippin.
I don't know. Now we got a Rippin debacle in the booth.
Got him for some holding the way that ball went to the outside. I feel like there may be some grabbing on the Cowboys' corners.
There is a battle for the backup quarterback job in Denver. They don't know whether Josh Johnson or Matt Rippin will be the backup quarterback.
All right, man.
Brett, what did I say?
Matt Rippin?
Matt Rippin. Brett Rippin.
Matt?
It's Brett, right? It is Brett.
Now,
it is
how
Brett.
How much basketball has Sham done in his life? When it comes to just calling basketball games,
when you could listen to him, like when he was in Westwood One, mm-hmm. he would do yeah. tournament games.
So I don't know if he was
conference
doing any basketball this yeah. offseason, and so he was thinking shot clocks instead of play clocks, but he had a little shot clock snafu here.
And I'm presuming they're going to try to kick a field goal, but Johnson looks over to the sideline, hands with palms extended to the skies, up to say, "What do you want me to do?" He's still looking over there. Coach Hackett, what am I doing? 7 on the shot on the play clock. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
There's
zero.
A steal by
they
Bird.
Get it snapped. Oh, throws the ball deep right, caught at the 40-yard line. Good tackle by Kelvin Joseph.
Now, we will end this on a positive. The one Cowboy highlight of the night, besides some good defensive plays, but our guy and our favorite guy, the great Simi Fehoko, best hair on the team. 12-yard touchdown from Ben DiNucci. Hey, Brad, take it away.
Third and goal at the 12, right to left. DiNucci in the gun, a lot of time. Slings it in the end zone, caught. Touchdown. Simi Fehoko.
Ah, there you go.
Ah, there you go, Brian.
There you go,
there
yeah.
you go baby.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying. They lined him up in a spot where he could actually go and make up. I talked about him making that touchdown, but running maybe on the back line or something like that, finding some space. Did a great job. Ran up, kind of ran a little curl inside, got past the goal line, and good pass.
A little quick preseason edition, two guys, one booth, just kind of getting the feet wet. We're just kind of getting the oven preheated. But
great
that's
stuff.
What we have to look forward to.
Great stuff, Wooly Bully. We'll do it every Monday after a Cowboys game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.